the men were called up, which my husband was, and the females who had a grammar school qualification had to either train as an Air Force officer or an Army officer or go into teaching. You had no option, you could not choose. They came to the grammar school, and if they asked who had anything to do with young people and our girl guides, right, you're in teaching.
Right.
That was on the Friday. On the Monday, I was sent to a school, so I had to ride a bicycle to get there. There were no men teachers at that time, they were all in the army. I was 18 and I'd been with a teacher for three weeks. I had qualifications from the grammar school to go to university, but of course there was no universities, that was it. After I'd been there 3 weeks, there was snow. When I mean snow, ice, the lot.
Right.
So I had to walk. A bicycle was no good at all. There was no one else there, no other member of the staff, but many children. There was only open fires, so you had to clear the clinkers out. These clinkers out so I could get the fire going, because there was no caretaker. They were all in the army. So I got the clinkers out, and there was a man in a lounge suit. And he said, "What are you doing?" And I told him, and I said, "Oh, here's another shovel. Would you like to do that side?" So he does that. And then he said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "Go and unfreeze the toilets, playground." They did that. And then as we were coming back across the playground, he said, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "Sorry, sir, I don't. I am His Majesty's inspector." And I'd had him on the floor clearing the toilets out. Now that was in the slums of Northampton.